This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. It was a busy news week, and there was no shortage of business news. The markets were still digesting what Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke had to say a couple of weeks ago. The Supreme Court delivered some big decisions, and an immigration bill cleared the Senate. Joining us live for a little analysis is Heidi Moore from The Guardian. She's at our bureau in New York, and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal in our D.C. bureau. Hey, guys.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
Good to talk to you. So, Heidi, let's start with the markets. The deconstruction of what Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke had to say or what he didn't say a couple of weeks ago continues. What's been going on?
Well, basically, Ben Bernanke indicated that at some point the Fed will stop giving welfare to the markets. And all of these proud capitalists freaked out and panicked. And the thing is, it actually has real world consequences for normal people. So because the markets are thinking ahead 2 years to when interest rates are going to rise, right now, your mortgage rates have gone up by, from 3.88% in November to 4.6%.
The horror, 4.46%. Sudeep, talk to me a bit about this. I mean, what's this mean? Are we reaching the end here of what was sort of a period of historically low rates?
We certainly are reaching that period. I think the lowest point has passed. We're probably going to still stay pretty low compared to where we've been over the last couple of decades. But this is an important turning point in the recovery. Next week, the U.S. recovery moves into its fifth year, and we are still worrying about Fed stimulus and whether we're going to be able to get by without these extraordinary actions by the central bank. Some people call it monetary cocaine. Some people say it's really needed stimulus, but it's going to be a very rocky year as we come out of this and try to just adjust to the idea of the Fed not being there backing us up.
Right. I mean, Heidi, at some point that cocaine's going to be gone. What's going to happen?
Well, it's going to be exactly what you expect. It's going to the markets are going to need rehab. It's going to be a huge crash. And the question is it going to be a long, slow crash or a quick and brutal crash? But the markets have really gotten used to being subsidized by the Federal Reserve. And all of those investors that bought all of those bonds because they thought the Fed was behind them are now going to have to put their money somewhere else. And it's going to hurt.
It's been a couple of years now, I think, since MF Global collapsed. That was the big brokerage firm. And finally, it seems, Heidi, we're seeing a bit of accountability or the threat of some accountability.
I know. It's the threat of accountability. Finally, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which is the regulator of derivatives and of MF Global, decided to press charges against John Corzine, who ran the company and who also most people would know as the former CEO of Goldman Sachs. There's some evidence, obviously we'll see as it goes on, but there's some evidence that he may have known about MF Global's troubles before it fell apart. And if so, I think it'll be the first real example of a high-profile person who's been brought to account.
Yeah, Sudeep, did they sort of have to do this? Did the CFTC sort of face a lot of pressure to hold someone to account?
They really do. Regulators have a credibility problem. Wall Street obviously has a credibility problem. We've gone through a financial crisis, and all these years later, we're still wondering whether people who made some of the most important decisions are being held to account. And ultimately, this comes down to creating some sense of confidence in the industry and the ability of Washington to watch over the industry before we'll really be able to heal the wounds from the financial crisis.
Sudeep, you're there in Washington. We had a big week, obviously, and one facet of it was that the Senate passed a comprehensive immigration reform bill. And, of course, there are business implications that come with that, that maybe E-Verify, maybe more security along the border. Talk to me a bit about that.
Well, if you look back at several hundred years of history of our country, many of the most important overhauls of immigration have been tied to economic concerns. Businesses have been pushing their issues, and in this case, they're pushing issues on both ends of the skill spectrum. They want higher skilled workers to be able to drive a tech industry, and they want lower skilled workers to be able to do some lower paying jobs that people might not be willing to take. And so whether this gets through the House is a big question, but it's going to be driven in large part by the power of business to rally around something like this and make it happen.
The Wall Street Journal's Sudeep Reddy in our D.C. bureau. Thanks, Sudeep.
Thanks, David.
And Heidi Moore with The Guardian in New York. Thanks, Heidi. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, David.
Every week, our rappers send us a list of their long reads, stuff we can catch up on over the weekend. And there's some good stuff there. You can find it at our website, marketplace.org.